to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Welcome to WWE pay-per-view pre-show for Backlash.
Hello there.
Hello, Double A.
There we go.
Yeah, you know, you can't hear the sound when I'm doing the intro music, so. But that's what was playing just now.
So you can't play audio over Skype either?
No, unless I get a number, which I'm going to get soon, I guess.
Wait a minute. So how long have you not been able to play audio over Skype?
Months.
Okay. Well, are we on the air?
Yes, we are.
Oh, marvelous. Hi, everybody.
You from you in a remote location?
Well, I'm calling on the road. You know, unfortunately, some things came up and I could not host the coverage tonight, but I'll make it up to everybody. But yeah, I'm calling on the road from the mean streets of South Florida right now, and yeah, I mean, it is Sunday. It is Backlash. It's not Chicago. I'm not in Chicago, but you know what the hell.
Well, at least you're alive. Being joined by Dr. Doom, whatever happened to him.
Heard William Morton.
William, what about William?
No, who are we being joined by?
Doom.
Oh, Dr. Doom, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, but yes, welcome. Hi. I'm a little on edge today. A little pepped and, you know, and whatnot. I've been driving a lot today.
Well, at least you didn't have to drive on Mother's Day.
Or did I you? Drove a lot on Mother's Day.
Oh, okay.
I was at home.
Well, we got a pay-per-view this week. Anybody?
Oh, my goodness, we do?
Yeah. Anybody excited?
Oh! No wonder I'm calling in tonight.
Did you say backslash?
Backlash.
Oh, it sounded like you said backslash.
That should be a name of a pay-per-view.
Better than Great Balls of Fire.
I can't wait for Great Balls of Fire. July 9th right here on Rant EM Radio.
It may be the best pay-per-view with the worst name.
We're going to find out.
They could have a Roman candle match that shoots out balls of fire.
That is absolutely true.
Well, we haven't seen somebody take a ball of fire in the face in a long time, have we?
That's old school. The same with salt.
Nah, yeah, man. Hit Brock Lesnar with a fireball. Man, that'd be a hot angle.
And, of course, this would be live at 8 p.m. from Chicago, as just mentioned by Double A. And
let me tell you, Chicago is on fire. You didn't watch TakeOver last night. You missed a hot crowd.
I saw, that seemed like I always forget Takeover's coming on, by the time I remember, oh snap, I'm missing Takeover. It's always it like, I caught the championship match and the tag team match.
Now, I gotta lay something out here, because I'll talk about this a little bit more in detail on Tuesday, but there is a etiquette there's a protocol that you must follow when attending a wrestling event. You should never, ever leave the second the main event ends, because you might miss something. And sure enough, the dipshits in Chicago were filing out of the building and missed a major angle that happened at the conclusion of the show.
Yeah. Either you don't leave because after the dark match, they might have one, or...
There's a reason why the ring announcer gets into the ring and says, thanks for joining us tonight.
Speaking of joining, we just got joined by Tony C, and we're about to be joined by William Morgan.
What's up, man?
Yes. Now, I will say this. I'm only going to be on for a little bit, but I'm hot. I'm excited. Let's talk some Backlash. Let's talk some Chicago. Let's talk about those CM Punk fans. Come on.
Deep dish.
Let's talk about this new world champion we're about to have in about 3 hours.
Jinder got does he got any merchandise?
No, but he got some badass promo pics.
It's Backlash. This ain't no damn Taboo Tuesday.
He looks good on a banner.
Well, before we get to that slobber knock of a match, we do have a kickoff match. Ty Dillinger versus Aiden English, which is like heavyweights or whatever they call it, cruiserweights.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. That's an undercard, surfer.
Yes.
No. Right. It's on the kickoff match. So who we got? Who we taking in that one?
Aiden English.
Gotta go with the perfect
10.
Come on. And I'm not talking about Baby
Doll. Yeah, I got Ty Dillinger. I got Ty too.
Ty Dillinger
for me.
Wait a minute. Well, they're not the 205 guys. They was part of the... One of them was part of the...
Main Rough.
The Vaudevilles, right?
He was up about... Yeah.
Well, he actually get a career now since old boy Simon Gotch has gone holding him down.
Yeah.
Getting knocked out by Sin Cara.
You can tell Surfer watches 205 Live.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I've been watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this year, so I didn't have time for 205 Live.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been good, though.
Is it me? Is Renee Young look like she getting a little thicker?
God,
hey. Probably is. She's married to Dean. What do you expect?
Hey, man, that's...
She probably says, I can let myself go now.
I got
it. Don't do Renee like
plus,
that.
Plus, he's probably a bad dude.
Listen, Tony C, if you were married to Dean, wouldn't you let yourself go?
Yeah, he's a bad influence. He's a
Dean
slob.
Dean probably let himself go.
He's that probably a slob, and she's becoming one.
Dean's been letting himself go for 30 years.
On a lighter note,
sick of this. I'm going to live with my parents.
You see that ring Booker T got on, that square one? Don't it look like one of them rings from Doctor Strange?
Get the hell out of here.
It's a Rick James Unity ring.
I'm just saying, he started waving that circle, man. He can make a portal anywhere he want to go, dog.
Go back to 1997, Spring Stampede. Take that damn promo back.
Yep.
Well, we got a match nobody's going to care about. Luke Harper versus Eric Rowan, which probably should have been a feud 2 years ago.
Don't you hate when faction members square off and nobody cares? Like when damn Scott Norton fought Buff Bagwell or some shit.
Hey,
that was a bomb, brother. What you talking about, Scott Norton and Buff Bagwell?
What the hell up? Jeff Jarrett against Mongo? What the hell?
They done broke up the family twice now. And each time they break it up, those two get they seem like they're on their way to being dismissed. Especially,
nah, man, Luke Harper, they just, nah, I think they just misused Luke Harper, man. Luke Harper could easily be in Jinder Mahal's role.
Okay, but Luke, but being misused is a couple steps away from being dismissed.
Not really.
You know, because when they misuse you, then they blame you for not getting over, and then you get used.
I'm going to tell you what. The thing is that SmackDown is a little hot right now, and there's just not enough room for everybody. The thing is, they got too many good things going on, and they got to be very careful in who they put on the card and this and that. And there's only, thank you. And there's only so many spots they can give. And unfortunately, SmackDown is a hot show, and you know, there's no room for Luke Harper and Eric Rowan right now. And not that there's anything wrong with that. Listen, go. Come on, you just told us that. Anyways, can you guys hear the lady in the background talking to me?
No.
Nah.
You didn't hear the accident. I said, oh, I don't know. Anyways, so, my point is, listen, even the Steiner brothers had to wrestle on the main event a time or two.
That's true.
Okay?
That's so disrespectful.
But like you say, Tony, see, Harper and Rowan, they got to get a check, too.
Yeah. Got to get that check.
Got to get that check. Like, what you got to do, man?
Hey, I'm telling you, there's always room for Margo and Jeff Jarrett feud on the damn roster. Always room for it, baby.
So what are y'all predicting?
Or Ming versus Hugh Morris.
Hey, what are y'all Ming predicting on this match?
I ain't heard that name in a while.
I'm going with Eric Rowan.
I got Harper.
Which one got a dirty T-shirt again, like Dean Ambrose?
Harper.
Now Harper's T-shirt is black now, so you can't tell if it's
black.
Dirty.
It's a black tank top, which, by the way, you can buy.
It still looks dirty. That black tank top still looks sweaty and dirty.
Full of dirt.
How much they want for on .com?
I have no idea. Maybe $30
bucks, like they want everything else.
Yeah,
$29.99.
I believe that WWE has the nerve to sell a black tank top. Oh, double A
cutting in and out.
Yeah. You drove under
a
underpass, Double A.
Yeah,
he did. He'll be okay. He'll clear himself. I guess he's going out of range.
Man, there's another match on this card I don't want to see, though.
Which is,
I want to see Sami
Zayn versus Baron Corbin. And,
don't do that.
Damn Sami Zayn. I can't win shit when it counts.
Baron Corbin, they want to push him, but they don't push him hard enough. And there's just too many people ahead of him to push him over. So they stick him in matches with Sami Zayn, who the fans want to see get pushed, but WWE is never going to give him. He may get one shot a few years from now, but
Sami Zayn run his mouth off too much.
He's going to be who he is, which
pushed
is
out in front of some damn traffic. That would need to be pushed off. Eric Corbin.
Let me ask you guys this. You think Sami Zayn has it?
No.
I don't think he does.
I ain't gonna even dignify that with an answer. Either one of them.
He's to me, Sami Zayn's indie darling. I'm on the. Go ahead, Will.
I like Baron Corbin's talent.
There we go.
I think Vince should bring Boomin out tonight in Chicago. That'll be the damn Grand Marshal. Welcome, everybody. Get the crowd hype. Get the crowd on their feet.
Yeah, I don't think Sammy's going to win tonight. I'm going with Baron Corbin. But the question is, where will this feud go beyond that?
To Money in the Bank. They both going to be in Money in the Bank next month.
Is it me or should do anybody think Money in the Bank should be a joint pay-per-view?
Yes.
You should be.
You should have two briefcases.
Exactly.
Or one briefcase that could go between both shows to be a wild card.
That would make sense.
But then that still wouldn't be right because you only got SmackDown guys competing for a chance to win either title.
No, say
throw some Raw people in there.
Yeah.
But the reason why that won't happen for Monday Night Raw is, well, the champion is MIA.
Yeah,
don't do Braun like that. He's shooting three ninjas, go to take over Suplex City.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but, you know, you got to be present to cash in Money in the Bank.
That's true.
This is how you do it. And it goes back to the old hardcore championship. Brock Lesnar is getting his dentist teeth done, and somebody going cashes it in at the dentist's office while he's on. And that's how we get the title back on Raw.
While he's sitting while he's taking a dump at the farm or something.
No, you get your high powered attorneys on the case like Luger did.
Yep.
You make them show up.
The high dollar.
Right.
And, you know, mandatory title defenses every 30 days.
Even though it's been 60 since he fought for the title.
The winner can come out, you know, and cut that same promo Luger did 20 years ago. You haven't defended your title since February. Okay, that's my best Lex Luger impersonation for tonight.
That's how we can do it. I like Renee Young with his long hair. That short hair for the birds. I see you, Renee.
Hey, did she get a new tattoo on her arm?
Is that real long hair or the hair that all the other wrestlers are using?
She picked it up from the box, in the back.
She probably got Dean tattooed on her arm.
It's like a heart.
I'm sure it's not even a tattoo, Tony C. I think Dean needed a notepad, and Renee was the closest thing.
Now, all these women wearing all this horse hair, is this a WWE decision or is this these women's decision?
It's women in general, sir.
Who gives a damn about their damn cosmetology preference?
No, I just noticed everybody got that long horse hair.
It could be Brazilian, not even horse hair.
Your hair look good, girl. Hey.
Could be cow hair for all we know. Anyways, listen. I'm going to let you guys enjoy the rest of the pay-per-view. I probably will tag in on the post-show while I'm en route back to the homestead. But watch what's going to happen tonight. That crowd in Chicago is going to set the building on fire.
Especially if gender don't win.
Especially. All right, guys, I'll talk to you later.
Man.
Later. Bye.
Man, y'all going to quit disrespecting that with your Jinder Mahal around this bitch.
Man, he's the next. New WWE Heavyweight.
Right.
Heavyweight champion.
No. James Ellsworth will be a Taboo Tuesday champion. Jinder Mahal beat AJ Styles clean.
He did. He did. Give him props.
The face that runs the place.
Yep.
Well, before we get to the championship match, we got a 6-woman tag team match where Naomi, Charlotte, and Becky Lynch takes on the welcoming committee of Natalya, Carmella, and Tamina. And
no Surf will be watching this match with a keen eye.
He sure yep. will.
I'm going with the welcoming committee.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
What do you mean, of course I am?
Of course you are.
Why would I?
Because you're a woman
Naomi
on that team.
Naomi's on the other team, though.
No, Tamina's your woman, too.
I know that, but I'm not picking it because of who's on the team. I just think that they're going to go with the welcome committee because they think that'll extend the feud between these women.
Y'all see that picture of Tamina giving Ellsworth a ride, piggyback ride?
You know what kind of shocks me too about this match? It kind of shocked me to be using Natalya because I thought, you know, and give her props for coming back the way she did in her feud against Nikki doing her work on the mic. But I didn't think they'll go back to using her again. You know, I thought they'll bring somebody, you know, somebody maybe a little bit younger to fill that role, but she's doing a good job, so give her props on it.
It's not Nikki Bella. Hell, after WrestleMania, she gone.
Yeah.
Is she retired?
No, she's just taking off with her fiance, fake fiance, John Cena.
But I didn't think they would go back to Natalya as much as they've been using it, but they have been, so give them props on that.
Yeah, I think John gonna leave Nikki at the altar, but
for a new girl. Mickey James gonna be walking. Oh, let me stop.
It's all and then won't be nothing now.
Gonna walk in with the child and say, "But John, your son needs you."
Nah, it's gonna be Eva Marie. That'll be the heel turn.
Tony C, come Magnus. The world champions, big game.
Magnus is rumored to be coming to NXT.
I want to see the day that Magnus versus Cena. Boy,
that's a money maker for real. Gotta really put butts in seats and tell him.
And for Magnus to retire Cena, because he'd have put everybody else in TNA out the pasture.
That's true. That is true.
What are your predictions on that match, though?
On the 6-1 match?
Yes. Oh, I know y'all gonna be taking bathroom breaks, but
I got Becky Lynch's.
Sorry, who you picking?
I got Becky Lynch's team.
Naomi team gonna win.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I got.
I think if Naomi team's gonna win, they're gonna give the pinfall to Charlotte.
Yep,
I can see that.
They're gonna right start now, building her back up.
She's the reluctant face, cause she's more worried about going after that title.
They
gotta
start building her back up.
And then they're trying to make Carmelo look strong to go up against Naomi.
Well, all right, you know, she's a little light, you know, a little light to pan. She all right.
What if James Ellsworth causes her to win the title?
That'd be off the chain.
That's right. That's what the manager's supposed to do. Help
him. Mm-hmm.
Ballet.
He's not hold a manager. The foot down. He's a cuckold boyfriend.
He a married man. He doing this for a check.
No, we're not talking about his real life.
He get paid too.
Yeah.
And then Tony C's favorite champions, the Usos versus Brenzingo.
They got blue contacts in? Because I'm looking at this graphic. Their eyes are kind of light. Like they
Who, the Usos? Well, they probably got on contacts.
Big Paul Roman's contacts?
Yeah, more than likely.
Brizango might win that thing, though.
That would be the shocker.
Yeah, that would be the shocker tonight.
Well, they got vignettes. You got a Roman.
I mean, it's only, three title matches, so one of the titles got to change hands.
But yeah. I'm saying, the last one you would think would change hands is the tag team titles.
Wow, man, they're a bunch of thugs, man. That ain't no gimmick.
It's not about how good the Usos is. It's about how Brizango is perceived. And they're perceived as jokes.
No, not lately. They've been getting over. So
right, well, because they're going to build you up. They're going to give you a title shot.
But lately, they've been getting over, though, Surfer. So
because they're being built up for the title shot.
Eric Rowan look like damn... overweight Jake the Snake with that bag.
Let's see. So yeah, kickoff show has started. I mean, the match has started yet?
What's he a clown? Is he supposed to be the clown off of American Horror Story?
Nope, the clown off of House of a Thousand Corpses. The one dude that was in the gas station. Sitting there, everybody up.
You want to sniff down
Captain Strange, whatever. You own that gas station.
That was the Rob Zombie movie, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Eric Rowan, man, if I saw him out in the woods, I'm done. I'm pissing on myself and I'm running.
That's what, you're always supposed to carry a gun when you're out in the woods, man.
You know, I mean, Luke, if I saw Luke Harper in the woods, Eric Rowan wouldn't scare me as much. Luke Harper in the woods would.
Willow would beat both of them. It's only a matter of time for Willow to take care of both of them.
I think he might have one of those farms like Motel Hell. They got you in the back with your head sticking up out of the ground.
Is he on a morph, Willow? He'd be walking by a lake.
Willow! That's right. You know how it's going down.
Next championship match. No. United States champions. Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles.
Kevin Owens going to lose.
I don't know if AJ's going to win the match or not.
He is, because gender's going to be... You can't have two champions that hate America.
You can't have two heel champions like that.
That's not what I was about to say. I just don't know if the...
Who's this girl?
I think AJ could win the match. I just don't know if the championship is going to change hands tonight.
So you're going to win by disqualification?
Yeah, it could be one of those things where... Kevin Owens decide the hell with this and walking off.
They're gonna give AJ the thing. He just put gender over clean, man. They have to reward him for that.
Yep. That's just like Randy getting the belt because he let Brock beat the hell out of him.
And hold up now. We gonna skip Shinsuke versus Dolph?
No, we haven't got that yet.
We already know who's gonna win that match.
We haven't got clean. That yet. That's one of the main event, yeah. I mean,
is this girl Spanish? The one interviewing Ziggler. Who is this?
She looks Spanish.
They got Shinsuke on the poster and on the advertisements and everything.
Yeah.
This is debut match, right? He hasn't wrestled yet.
So, okay. Let's say if Jinder does win, Shinsuke can go after him.
Maybe, but no. If Jinder does win... Which one has to get his rematch, so.
Get a rematch.
Yeah, he has to get, yeah. So.
You have a chink versus an Indian? That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, here we go, Tony.
Top wrestler. Top wrestler. Yeah.
All you need now is Paul Orndorff to say something, dude.
Got Pastor Zadell in the chat room.
Pastor, what's up?
Gotta have Jinder call him a Chinaman. That'll really fit his
ass. He's Japanese.
I don't give a damn. You gotta call him a Chinaman.
Oriental.
Oriental. Can't call him Slope. That's for Mr. Miyagi only. Anything else then?
Real quick,
Jap, Slope.
Real quick, what y'all think of NXT last night?
I didn't watch it.
Me either.
Well, I like the two matches that I saw, you know. I don't know how long they're going to keep Bobby Roode down there because he seemed like somebody they need to
move up quick.
Bobby Roode, about 40 years old. Shit. This is NXT.
You probably don't want to waste time with him. You want to probably get as much out of him as you can.
Yeah.
Go put them on SmackDown. You got that automatic Bobby Roode and AJ feud back up.
Yep.
Uh-oh, they got a 24 Goldberg.
I want to see that shit. Who cares?
Fuck Goldberg.
That's a breath I can't get back.
But they'll at least explain, you know, hey, you only been back and won the championship and had 3 title defenses in 5 minutes. How do you feel? You know?
1 title defense. I lost it. Good.
Oh, yeah. True. My bad. Well, 3 or 4 matches.
Yeah, minutes wise.
My girl Ember Moon being out last hurt that match. I don't care what nobody
said. I want to see that Goldberg and Cena match. That'll really.
See that shit.
Well, don't wait, no.
Carry that match, Tony C.
It don't matter. Just see if Goldberg can beat everybody.
for the spirit. Goldberg is coming back.
Mm-hmm. Gonna win the Royal Rumble again.
He will hit Cena with a spear to jackhammer in 30 seconds.
Internet a break.
Just like Kevin Owens. Oh, they was hot. Like, how you expect
You think they was hot about Kevin Owens? Let John Cena lose to Goldberg.
Yeah. Oh, no, Nakamura. That's the one you want.
Internet broken.
Easy.
Vince think he's slick. He depriving us of that booming and Cena match that'll break the internet. Too. Mm-hmm. Cena need to bring his ass back so I can get that gratification.
You got to put a stipulation. You got to put it in the I Quit match.
Oh, yeah. Somebody got it. There you go. Got to really break it, man.
There you go.
Somebody got to quit. Yep.
No, they'll just have the loser pass out. You know how they do.
But who gonna pass out?
Boomer.
And kick out?
Cena gonna kick out at one. That's what I'm talking about. Super what sad. The hell left on this card, sir? What we got?
Oh, well, it's only after that, it's the Nakamura Dolph Ziggler match, which, of course, Dolph Ziggler is going to lay down for Nakamura. If Nakamura loses his first match, that's going to be messed up.
Then you got Jinder. And...
So, we all agree Nakamura's going to win that, or anybody got a opposing view?
Who's he going against? Dolph Ziggler, right?
Yeah, the Zigglers.
When's the last time Dolph Ziggler won a high-profile match?
Never.
Been some years. When he cashed that money in the bank and won. Oh, no, when he beat, who'd he beat at that Survivor Series to help?
Oh, when he beat the Authority. Yeah. And they did nothing. Nothing with him.
Yeah, because Sting helped him.
No, damn, Cena came back or something.
No, Cena got eliminated. And it was early, then 3-on-1 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Because the Big Show turned, remember, like he always do.
not that. No, I'm talking about the next couple weeks.
He did.
They just stopped pushing John Cena after that. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
You know, Ziggler had all this momentum, and he wasn't even on TV after that. It just...
Because I was going... No, that's once after that. That's when Cena and Rusev started.
Yep.
Because Rusev...
No, you're thinking of when... Which one kind of got when he got suspended along with the rest of John Cena's team, and then of course they had to win in order to get back on the show.
Yeah, Rusev, but at Mania it was Rusev and Cena.
Yeah, because the belt was on the line.
Yeah, Rusev came in and won the U.S. title.
And of course, championship Randy Orton versus Jinder Mahal. And I'm going.
Don't say it like that. Don't say it like that, sir. You got to say something. Say it with some damn enthusiasm. Put the bass in your voice.
I wasn't saying it without enthusiasm. So if you thought I was, that wasn't the case. Now.
Versus Jinder
Mahal. Being disrespectful.
My heart is rooting for Jinder. But the reason why I think Randy Orton's going to win because he's been taking an ass whipping for the last 3 weeks from Jinder and those other Singh brothers. So there's no way he's going to take an ass whipping week after week plus lose the title.
Hell no.
But it's supposed to be heat. It's supposed to be backstage heat on Orton. So maybe they might make him drop the title.
They need to give it to Jinder. We need something different.
Yep.
If you got Brock over in the one company with the title, these have something different going on over here.
But the thing is, will Jinder hold on to the belt or will he drop it to the next guy within the next month or so?
Drop it to the next guy within a few months or so.
Hell no, we're going to have a long title reign. What's y'all
That's right.
The reason why we're going to have a long title.
So we can open a whole chain of 7-Elevens around the country. Come on, now. A lot of goddamn surfers got to be sold. Huh? Especially up in Doom, neck of the woods. Oh, a lot of 7-Elevens up there.
There's one around the corner.
That's what I'm saying.
But he could be all champ. He could never be mine.
Can you imagine seeing the 7-Eleven poster with Jinder Mahal on it?
I don't have a 7-Eleven.
That's here. World champion. You, well, damn it, you go in there and get a Slurpee from time to time.
Yes,
you know.
Sir. What? Slurpee is too big. Bite.
Summertime coming up,
dude. Big bite. I'm in Augusta, Georgia. I don't have a 7-Eleven here.
Man,
that's un-American not to have a 7-Eleven.
I don't have one.
That's all right. Once gender win, they're gonna start popping up like wildfire.
But what do you have then?
We got a bunch of Circle K's, but we ain't got no 7-Eleven.
What the hell is a Circle K? Man, 7-Eleven, it's been around forever.
I know how long it's been here. We had one here.
You get a Slurpee though.
I know.
We ain't got 7-Eleven here, man.
What about your Big Gulps?
We had one on Walton Way. That bitch closed. We had one on Drip Park. That bitch closed. So, you know, we ain't got none.
So, you don't know the thrill of a Big Gulp?
I do. We had them here when I was a kid. But some years after that, when I was 12.
You know why? Because you haven't. You know why they moved away? Because you haven't had an Indian World Champion yet.
Hold on. This is
coming back to your head.
You know, now they sell pizza and wings and the Big Bite hot dogs.
We don't have enough stuff. We got Circle K. They do the hot dogs.
Oh, wait a minute. I just pulled it up on
Let me ask you something. You got Sunoco gas stations?
Nope.
Because, you know, Sunoco got sold to 7-Eleven.
Ain't got none of them.
Uh-oh. They big up there in Doom neck of the woods too. And
which one?
Sunoco.
You got an A+?
No, we don't got them. I ain't seen no.
You got an A+?
It's all about Wawa.
Yeah, man, Wawa.
Wawa.
We got Circle K's all over the place. We ain't got none of that.
Man, if you don't if you don't have a Wawa, you're not part of civilization.
Oh, we don't have no Wawa. I ain't never heard of it.
Hey, you, get those. Yeah, you.
Get
the closest
7-Eleven
you got, Will, is in, hold up. I think Simpsonsville, hold up.
Simpsonsville?
No, it's a
OJ?
Nah, hold up. Greenwood.
Greenwood?
Yup.
Mm-hmm. That's about 2.5. Ain't no way in the hell I'm driving up there getting no damn.
But when is Ginger in the title?
Hell no. Nah.
Augusta.
When that motherfucker put a damn, when that motherfucker put some gas in my car, okay.
Yeah, that's Jersey that would pump.
I feel sorry.
Jim's just coming.
I feel sorry for you, William. You just don't know what you're missing out on.
I've had a Big Gulp before.
I'm talking about the Wawa.
Nah, a double Big Gulp.
Now when I go back to my place of birth, it's different. But
oh yeah, them that Turkey Club sandwich from Wawa is on point.
Yeah, you get the turkey bowl. When they have the Hoagie Fest, and that's when you're living. You get those $5 sandwiches and stuff. Anyway, have we had a match yet on the pre-show? Oh, it's about to start now.
I think it's about to come on.
They're about to get started.
Do y'all got a Royal Farm?
I don't.
I've heard of Royal Farms, but nobody wants a Royal Farm around here.
Oh, man, they got some good chicken, dog.
Superman's in the chat room.
We just switched it up.
I'm done. No Farm Fresh up in your way got some good ass chicken.
Oh, I know. Oh, 10 piece for like $6.
Yeah, they still got that deal up there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Had some for dinner tonight.
Let me tell
you. Homeboy for the Vaught Villains is coming down. And, I don't think his gimmick's going to last long.
Yeah, boy.
If you go ever go to the DMV area up there, Farm Fresh, where is that, kid?
Yes, sir.
But y'all never gave y'all predictions for the championship match.
Jinder Mahal.
Y'all said Ginger better win or we riding.
I got Randy Orton all day.
You a hater.
Man.
You a hater.
I just don't believe you.
He's getting a little bit... He's not a vampire no more. He's actually got a little color to him.
I just don't believe.
Well, you know, hate him, man.
Any surprises coming up today, I think, that think's going to happen?
Jinder win the title. That's going to be the surprise.
Or Bubba Ray Dudley going to do a run in and try to...
What's the over-under on CM Punk's chance for tonight? 10?
Well, oh, they're going to be...
You mean they haven't done it yet?
No, they probably ain't. They're going to wait till the live feed start. The real router, they ain't there yet.
You know what? I would just play CM Punk's music just to hear them go off and then say, psych.
Yeah, you know how you say, hey, I ain't going to wrestle no more.
Heyman did that to him one time. I think that was in Chicago.
Yeah, Paul Heyman came out.
Mm-hmm.
But Vince, CM Punk never existed. He's a figment. He wasn't even a figment of their imagination.
They should have had a midget come out like they did Bret Hart, man. I almost broke my TV when they did that shit.
Okay.
That was disrespectful. Funny, but disrespectful.
Okay, so you guys are saying that if Jinder win and I go back home, because there's some 7-Elevens in Seattle, when I go home, that's the first thing I need to do.
Yeah, get your double and two big bites, and you be good.
That's right.
So, you know how long 7-Elevens used to be open back in the day?
Now they open 24 hours.
7 to 11, right? I'm just guessing, because that's all. I ain't never known them to close, but.
Hell no.
Certain
neighborhoods can close early.
The 24 hour store didn't come along till like early 80s.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
And the only reason why they were 24 hours is because A Plus popped up and they were 24 hours. And actually, they was called AMPM at the time. So, you know, 7-Eleven said, hey, we can't be losing out on that money. So they were 24 hours. That's when the Indians started buying them up. They're the only ones that could stay
the
open.
Who started buying them up?
The Indians.
And see, you talking about me.
Well, you know, it wasn't even, before they started buying them, they were the ones that worked the overnight shift.
Mm-hmm.
So they used to work them anyway.
Well, no, it's a thing where, you know, you come from India and you're used to a different time zone, so staying up all night here is no big deal.
So you stereotyping?
No.
You talking about me.
The next thing you know, you're going to call the guy a poo, huh?
Damn hot. Don't call him a diehead.
Nah, come on now. That's disrespectful.
Oh man,
that damn great tiger.
Tiger Ali Singh.
Oh, hell no. Shout out to the Tonka.
Hell yeah.
Undefeated streak.
And got screwed.
They screwed them over.
What, Shawn Michaels ain't want to put them over? Is that
WrestleMania 9?
That's pretty much the same.
Count out lost the hell with this. Ty Dillinger and this dude. I don't know what the hell. Sheamus Jr. White as hell.
Hey, he is married to Eddie Guerrero's daughter.
Who, the all white dude?
Yep.
Oh man, they don't have
whatever happened to her career?
She had a baby.
Wait, so Vicky's daughter's married to this former guy that was a vaudevillian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
Who married JoJo? That's what I need to figure out.
I didn't know JoJo got married.
Me neither.
Nah, she's still on
she
the
didn't, thing. But I'm trying to figure out why ain't nobody trying to marry.
No, she's dating someone.
They didn't want Randy Orton sloppy seconds.
Randy didn't hit everything. And
Randy was just you know, holding himself down till whatever wife he's married to now came along.
I'm surprised Cena won't sniff him out. He another one.
He can't because he got somebody. He got too many people to go back and tell Nikki what's going on.
And like Nikki care.
Yeah, Nikki cares.
Really, like she would be tripping. Oh, John.
Come on now. When you living with somebody, it's only so much. Looking the other way, you're gonna do when somebody's cheating on you.
Yeah, look how much money he got and how much money she was getting off him.
Look, she don't have no pride. She don't have no self respect.
No.
Come on now, give you gotta give her more credit than that.
She had to let her get her a contract, a roommate agreement, like she damn.
Yeah, I think that was for TV. Man. Come on now.
She actually made Cena give up. He said, "You never get married." She actually did the impossible.
Well, now they're getting fake married, so.
Well, you hoping they don't get married?
No, I mean.
Then she's gonna have a kid. Cena. Come out.
And name him John Jr. That's already out though.
Come out.
And that little kickoff match. Look like Ty Dillinger so far is gonna lose in the end. So far.
I wish I could turn up the volume, but nobody would hear from this match, so. Cause Skype is messing up.
Yeah. You hear it on the download, but you wouldn't hear it right now.
No, I'm talking about I can't play no audio other than us talking.
Right, me too. You hear it on the download, but you won't hear it on the call.
Oh no, I'm not. I don't have the volume up on the match because there's no point in it since it won't play over the air. So, but I'm already bored with this match, only because I can't. Because I don't have no sound.
You start a CM Punk chant.
Well, they're going to bust out beach balls just for the hell of it since they got banned.
No, they put a ban on the beach balls.
We've already had the discussion of beach balls.
Ouch.
Maybe they ought to bring out the deflated footballs.
And Brady will throw all of them out.
Or fake concussions.
Brady will throw all of them out. You get a ball.
Yep.
I know, greatest football player of all time.
Hell yeah.
All right, man. If you want to say that, you need to come on Monday nights and debate. Yeah. Huh?
My question, fellas, is this. When as a country celebrated mediocre, you know, being just
mediocre?
Mediocre, not striving for perfection. Here goes Surfer. My talent is perfect in the Super Bowl. Perfect.
But that's not the only thing you can look at, though.
Here you go. Five, Mr.
That's not the only thing. That's not the only thing they have. If it was just a thing of Super Bowls and the numbers were the same, you could go with the argument. But when you look at every other number that Brady has that surpasses.
Well, Dan Marino had all of that too.
No, his numbers is past Marino's. Do you not understand that?
Well, not how long did it take him though?
He what played mean, how longer long did it take Marino. Him? Marino had a long career.
But sir,
this is backlash coverage, by the way.
Oh yeah. Hey,
question. I
don't
that.
Talk. Hey man, y'all not finna ruin Jinder Mahal's crowning moment tonight with his damn buffoonery and shenanigans.
Like I said, let's take it on Monday nights.
Yeah, sir. If you need to call Monday.
That's all night.
If I call on Monday, you're getting 15 minutes out of me. That's so going to be the first thing.
Fine. That's all we'll need. By then, we'll be ready for you to get the hell on.
All I got to say about mediocre is that LeBron James is in the full horseman because that's how many losses he got. You know what I'm saying? Y'all talking about Kendall Windham, LeBron, and the four horsemen.
I need to stop with the LeBron hate too, man. Y'all hate the two.
And then if he lose this year, he gonna be with Booker T. Five time
Y'all hating the two premier athletes in sports today.
In your opinion.
Yeah.
In the opinion of most people that know their sports.
Sure.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. If I can give you 15 minutes on Monday, I'll call.
Okay.
We can do this.
Anyway, back to backlash.
Argue with him.
Oh.
Back to back.
What is this match going to be over?
Or LeBron James thing. Them two people can't argue with.
If he loses this year, don't worry that.
Aiden English goes down with the defeat.
Come on, stop. Oh.
That was kind of a nice slide.
Ty Dillinger.
Did anybody see that viral post after the Celtics lost the other night?
Yep, then, I saw.
The damn Rocket 4 one?
Yep.
That was the best one. Who in the damn town?
What time the Cleveland Monstars come on tonight?
8:30.
You know what's going to happen, Surfer. You can watch Backlash.
I hate to talk sports, but I'm just saying they got to have some pride. You just ain't finna be whooping my ass like this. I'm just sorry. I get a check just like you do.
Exactly.
I'm close to find the shit out of somebody.
Look at Booker.
Semi-pro out there. Remember that?
Cleveland just knew how to exploit the Mitch match. That's all.
You taking it beyond. You taking it beyond sport. I mean, beyond talent now. I'm just saying, you just ain't even whooped my ass.
You gotta have some damn pride about yourself.
Exactly. Knock somebody on the ass. Do something. Somebody shoot a three. Put your foot up on them and let them sprain their ankle. Do something.
Hey.
I'm here.
Hey, like I did.
Exactly.
Hey.
No, I was here.
He the best actor in the world if that shit wasn't intentional. With LaMarcus Aldridge, is. Straight garbage, dog.
Hey, where's Jerry Lawler at?
They probably still doing halftime shows in Memphis.
It sounded like.
And I guess Mountain Dew's one of their sponsors because all three of them got a Mountain Dew, so I guess it's their sponsor.
Yeah, you know what? Mountain Dew to me is vile. It is nasty. It is the one.
I get off on that cold red now.
I have never known what people saw in Mountain Dew. I've tried it many times, thinking it was me. It's putrid. We got the sheep herder himself.
Now, see, if you got a real bad headache, because caffeine works, drink a Mountain Dew with a BC powder, that'll kill you. He's wearing a different mask now.
Hell.
Yeah, he's back to the regular mask.
Is that Damien in there?
He got the bag.
Is it Damien?
Yeah, so what's in the bag? What's the Cobra. What's in the bag? What's in the bag?
It's the Cobra from Jake the Snake.
That's there for LeBron James romper. That's for Daddy.
So. I tell you what, if Jinder wins, all y'all have to go out and buy a romp him.
I'm gonna buy a T-shirt if Jinder wins.
No, you gotta buy a romp him.
I ain't wearing no damn romper. Fuck that.
With towel hat.
No, you don't know what a romp him is.
What is that, Surfer?
Well, you know women wear rompers, right? Those outfits of one piece.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're making rompers for males. They call them romp hems.
Hell no.
I tell you what, goddamn, you go out and buy you one. How about that?
I know. Even if I wanted to wear one, I know I'm too big to wear one. I was arguing with your boy Rage. He talking about he'd rather wear overalls than a romp hem. I'm like, you're gonna look stupid in either one.
Rage would be wearing a skirt in a little bit. And let me stop.
You're wearing one that's got his kills.
Yep.
So, I know y'all going to talk about the NBA draft tomorrow.
That's one thing, yes.
Oh, okay.
We talking about in. How that broom getting put out tomorrow.
Uh-oh. what Dr. J doing on TV? So, now, what's the Rocket League?
What Rocket League?
They advertising the Rocket League on here on the pre-show. But anyway.
It's like a toy.
Oh, okay. But anyway, we got other shows to talk about here on EM Radio.
No. The Rocket League's a video game for the PS4.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we're going to have a post-show coverage immediately following W Backlash. Hopefully, it'll be around 11-ish, because you never know how long or short these shows will be. And then tomorrow, of course, William Morgan will be on the air at 11:15 for the Sports Report, where him and his co-host will spew hate for the best athletes in the world.
Whatever.
Tuesday night is the doubleheader. The man what?
It's entertainment, man. It's entertainment.
Okay, I'm entertained by the hate. I was listening.
You ain't seeing no hate yet, sir, from trust me.
I listen. Tuesday night's the doubleheader. First you get Shining Wizards live at 7 p.m., followed by The Rant live at 9 p.m., Double A and Tony C. And y'all gonna be going over Raw and this card, and but really they're gonna talk about something from the 90s, so what's next? Thursdays? Huh?
Is it just me or Renee Young look drunk?
Yeah, she might, you know, she lived with Dean, they might get a little zooted.
A little tipsy there.
Hey, Renee, where's the bourbon? Probably shared out the bottle and everything. Don't even bother with glasses or ice or anything like that. Just sip it and pass it.
So, you know, you got an Indian and a Muslim fighting in this. Ain't nobody said nothing about that. Sami Zayn's Arabian or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. I heard that before. Yeah.
He got Arabic letters on his butt.
So, but what countries is
he's Canadian? From? His family, he's his ethnicity. He is Arabic, but he's from Canada. Just like how Jinder Mahal's from Canada.
Yeah, everybody's from Canada. I'm surprised that WWE doesn't have a separate Canadian federation. Anyway, so Thursday is Rant and Wrestling, and then Friday nights at 9 p.m. you get Turnbuckle Throwbacks, and then my show every Sunday at 5 p.m., the What Are You Reading comic book show. We get into a lot of discussions. Fellas, thanks for calling in today.
Anytime. Talk to you on the post show.
Peace out. See you in the post show.
Tony C., I would like for you to call in if you want to behave yourself and talk about something. About comic books. Is he still in the air?
As long as you're not talking about Hugo Strange, you'll be
alright. Hey, William, why you get your video on?
Because I'm about to use it in a minute.
Oh, what? You doing an interview?
Yeah, I gotta do an interview with somebody.
You want to tell us? Is it a secret?
It's a little bit of a secret. I'll tell the details tomorrow night.
Okay, it's an interview for tomorrow's night show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. So you got LeBron James coming on before he goes on the court. That's cool.
He ain't playing tomorrow.
No, he's playing tonight.
Yeah, I'll catch y'all later.
Later. All right, man. Later, guys.
All right, later. So I will. Hopefully, I'll see y'all at 11-ish for the post show. Tony C. and everybody else, don't leave me hanging.
Don't leave me hanging, guys.
Anybody want to say goodbye before I hit the music that y'all won't hear?
See you guys tonight.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. See you at 11-ish. Peace.